The Amazing Family Retreats in the USA. Johnny and friends run some 10 family retreats throughout the United States, each in different localities. They have some similarities to our camps, but there are two huge differences. One, they last for 5 days. Two, in New Zealand, families with a child with a disability get a welcome and much-needed break when we are able to find a helper for their child. At family camps, the whole family comes to camp, where helpers look after their children throughout the day. Here are some accounts from Johnny's newsletter of what it can do for the other family members. The Moore family have three young children, including 6-year-old Anna with Down syndrome. They arrived at one retreat not knowing what to expect. Richard, the father, said, "I was sold the minute we crossed the bridge and saw people waving welcoming signs with our name on them. We had to pull over and cry. In one joyous moment, the isolation that is part of everyday life for families with disabilities was broken by God's love. We are often outsiders because of Anna's disability. To be celebrated because of her is overwhelming. We are on all the time. The retreat gives us true rest in Christ and reconnects us as a family. We have a chance to worship and hear God's word together, to finish conversation. I tell other families with special need kids, if you feel overwhelmed and need to find God's rest, if you need to be reconnected to your child or your wife, come to Family Retreat. Family Retreat is encouragement, hope, and strength we don't get elsewhere, say David and Tracy Brill, and there's a photo of them with their family, who attended a camp with their three sons. When you have a disability in the family, these things aren't found in the world. At Family Retreat, we get closer together as a family and closer to God, says Tracy. Other families show us God's love and encourage us to press on. David continues, when we leave at the end of the week, we take the support and love of our family in Christ with us. We carry God's word with us all year long. You can't put a price on what God gives us at a family retreat. Then there's a lovely photograph of Matthew McIntosh and his family. Matthew and his wife have two children, Maya and Aidan. He writes, men like me work and do our jobs. They don't talk about what's going on in their lives. But at family retreat, Bible study and small groups with other men give dads a chance to bond. We talk about what good things having a child with a disability brings out. We so easily forget the positives because we live with constant therapies, doctor's appointments, and the hard work it takes to pay for all those things. When we get here, we're wiped out. But as soon as we get here, we let it all go. As a dad, I know my children are loved at family retreat like Jesus loves them, unconditionally. So, for a few hours, I can focus on my walk with Christ, who I am, and what I'm doing as a father. And what does it do for the helpers who are called short-term missionaries? Let Nick Case tell you how his life was changed when he first attended one of these camps. I wanted to learn how to serve God and other people, and it happened. My first week, I served Matthew, a boy with autism and Down syndrome. I built trust with his mum and dad, which gave them the chance to leave Matthew with me. They couldn't remember the last time they had had that chance. I really felt I had ministered to them. Brimming with joy and new purpose, Nick signed on to serve for a second week. He served 11-year-old Joseph and his parents, and he and Joseph did it all. The water slide, wheelchair races, karaoke, swimming, rock wall climbing. It was non-stop and power-packed. By the week's end, they were inseparable. Nick continues, Family Retreat has opened my eyes. I love disability ministry. I have decided to base my college major in this area. It's important for me to learn what God wants of me. I'm letting the Lord's plan unravel in my life now instead of my own. The fellowship and love here is unlike anything I've ever experienced. I want to come back because it's natural to want to be with your family, and Family Retreat is my family. And there's two lovely photos, one with Nick with Matthew and another one with Nick and Joseph playing in the water in a little boat. One day when we get enough helpers, we would love to run family camps here in New Zealand. In the meantime, families with a child with a disability are very welcome to come to our national camps.